When I was 8 years old, my mother tried to kill herself right in front of me. I was in my bedroom playing with my Barbie dolls. She ran into my bedroom, ran right past me, and jumped out my bedroom window. She managed to hold onto the ledge so she didn't hit the ground. And I ran and I looked out the window and I said, "Mom, what are you doing?" And she said, "I can't handle this anymore. I can't handle this anymore." And she's crying. And so because all behavior is learned, at the age of 8, I learned that suicide is a viable option when we don't have the right coping mechanisms to deal with life's problems. And we say we can't handle it anymore. Well, after witnessing my mother's attempt to commit suicide, I made my first suicide attempt at the age of 10, and then I tried again at the age of 14. Thankfully, I got onto a different track in life. I became more interested in teaching people how to handle it instead of giving into that they can't handle it. And that's why I'm making this video, because if you are like me, or like I was, and if you have that belief pattern that when you can't handle it, that suicide is an option, I want to invite you to consider something else. I want to invite you to consider that yes, it is an option, but it's not the only option. And if you do consider that option, it's a permanent one that is most likely influenced by a temporary circumstance, person, or situation, right? Because nothing stays the same. If you stick around long enough, everything changes. So whatever is the impetus to have you take your life, it's going to change. You don't have to check out for it to change. Now, granted, maybe there is something or someone in your life that needs to metaphorically die. Like it needs to just get away from you. Yes, I'm sure. And trust me, I've been there too. Then that's what you want to address. But don't collapse that with who you are. Because your life is for a reason. You're here to do something fabulous and fantastic. You are a purpose with a purpose. And part of the reason that we want to check out is that we're not present to our purpose. So if you want to be really aggressive about something, get aggressive about finding out what your purpose is, not about taking your life, okay? So I'm asking you to make two promises to me, especially during this holiday season, because this is when depression just soars, right? I want you to promise me, I know you don't know me from a can of paint, but that's okay. Know me because I love you, and I love you because you are me. Because we're human beings, we're having this experience, and we're just trying to get the damn thing right, right? So therefore, we're related. So there. Okay, now make me a promise. Make your fellow human being a promise that before checking out and doing something like committing suicide, that you will, one, first, get in a conversation with a person, another person. Get out of your head. Your head is a dangerous neighborhood. You do not want to be there alone. Get out of your monologue and get into dialogue with someone. Get into communication. Talk to that person about what you're feeling, what you're afraid of, and what your concerns are. Get all that out. You need to just be in communication, because anything can transform if we're in the process of a communication, right? Recently, right before my book came out, I was a hot mess. I was so nervous. I'm like, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. And of course, I go back to my default way of being, is I'm going to check out. Not that I really was going to check out, but it always becomes a viable option when I feel like I can't handle something. And with all my training and development, yes, I still go there. I just don't stay there. And so I want to let you know you can go there. Just don't stay there, right? So I got into communication with someone. I really went there. I was like snot flying everywhere, spit flying, blah, 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 woe is me, I can't take it, blah, blah, blah. And then afterwards I felt fabulous, because when we are in communication, we are moving our emotions, and emotions need to be in motion. When we feel stopped and stuck and hopeless and we can't handle it, it's because there's something energetically that just needs to be pushed, it needs to be moved. So you do that by being in communication, by being in a dialogue, okay? The second way you can do that, if you can't find someone to be in dialogue with right away, then dance. Keep that favorite song of yours at the top of your playlist and just dance. When we dance, what happens energetically, we start shifting and we start shaking shit up, which is great, because we take emotions and we put them in motion, emotions that are stuck. And there's something about moving the body energetically and creating a new frequency that helps you shift your emotional state of being, okay? So remember, get into dialogue, get to dancing. Those are your two things that you have to do right away. And they work 99.9% of the time. It's when you stop and you just sit and you stay in your head and you stay stuck and you don't see a future because you can't get beyond that thing that's just playing over and over and over and over in your head, okay? So, I know that's a lot, but get in dialogue and dance. And don't allow a temporary experience or person or situation to influence you to make a permanent decision about your life, okay? Because like I said, if you're here on this planet, let me tell you something, it's because you have a purpose. And if anything, find your purpose, make that do or die, right? Like, I'm gonna find my purpose come hell or high water. That's where you wanna be aggressive, okay? Happy holidays, and again, if you need anything, find me. I'm not hard to find, and I'm here. And I have a great community of people who are willing to support you as well. Okay, happy holidays to you. Mwah.